This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two, USA Prepares Burst with us. Class, one great British pound is $1.17. Okay? So one pound equals 1.17 USD. The reason I'm telling you that is this company in England, one of England's largest solar farms, went bust after borrowing £655 million, which is about three-quarters of $1 billion, with a B. And so this story is made the news, and it's kind of hard to believe with the energy problems that we're having. The shortage of electricity, the shortage of fossil fuels. Toucan Energy Holdings, as reported by Zero Hedge, Toucan Energy Holdings, based in Essex, southern England, has gone into administration. That means bankruptcy. After racking up a whopping £500 million in debt. This is according to a Bloomberg report. The company owns 53 solar farms across the country and has borrowed the $750 million from the Thurrock Council over the course of 4 years and tried to finance this expansion. Well, this is considered a scandal of huge proportions because the company is now going to be liquidated. So what has happened is it looks like the taxpayers are on the hook for the financing of this solar farm corporation that went bust. Unbelievable. I don't know how this could happen, but it looks like to me that there are more and more scandals involving more and more big numbers of monetary units. I'm talking this crypto scandal that you're talking about, Bert. I'm talking about this scandal where Federal Express light that less than truckload loads is facing a fairly large layoff in December. How is that possible? This is Christmas time when companies should be shipping goods like crazy, and I don't think it's happening. I don't think this Christmas is going to be a booming Christmas in terms of sales as compared to other Christmases. I just don't get the feeling that that's going to happen. I think people are broke. And all across Silicon Valley, companies are laying off. Isn't that right, Bert?
Well, it's beginning. Well, really, not just beginning. We're in the middle of massive layoffs from some of the largest Silicon Valley corporations. Some of them that have never really had any consequential layoff ever. Some of these companies were either small or not even formed in the 2008 financial crisis and are now facing big layoffs. So we're talking Google, Facebook, it's been in the news, Twitter. So, it's going to be a tough time, and of course, companies want to do it now so they don't look bad laying people off at Christmas time. So, yes, it's a lot of layoffs, and you don't really feel it in the economy for a while because everybody still has, typically you'll be paid 2 or 4 weeks' pay. And you have some benefits and, maybe you're on used sick or vacation time. So that people will probably be spending money for months to come. come, but eventually it'll hit the economy. So, yes, that's the answer to your question, Vince. Hey, Vin, I just got a message here. Said, Bert, congratulations on USA Prepares teaching class. I always said you had a good face for radio. Is that a compliment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's such a good compliment that my favorite broadcaster of all times, the guy I considered the best in broadcasting ever, Art Bell, used to say that he had a face for radio. So you're right up there with Art Bell.
Yeah. So Vince got a message here from the FCC sounding an alarm on space debris. I thought that was NASA's job, but our government bureaucracies are getting so large that you have overlapping enclaves of who's in charge of what. So FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel has sounded an alarm and issued a finding that basically she wants to reorganize the FCC to add a new space bureau to manage satellites. She says the FCC right now has before it applications for 64,000 new satellites, new communication satellites. So they want to form, I mean, I think our military just did that, didn't the Air Force just spin off the Space Force? Well, FCC now wants to spin off the Space Bureau to manage the growing number of communication satellites, most of these in low Earth orbit, 64,000 new applications.
You know, Bert, I think I could do that job faster and more efficiently than anyone else. I really believe that. Because if I had in front of me a spreadsheet that listed all 64,000, and my job was to decide whether they should be permitted to launch or not, what I would do is I would highlight the first one on the spreadsheet. I'd highlight it, and then I would hold down the shift key, and then I would tap the end key, END, on my keyboard once. That would highlight them all. And then I would respond, no. I could do it that fast. We have too many things in space, and each time we launch one, we bore a hole in the atmosphere. We waste the oxygen that we could be using for breathing. We burn it up every time we do that. And I don't think we need to have more cell phone coverage. I don't think we need to have more spy satellites. I don't think we need to have more of this debris up there. And 100% of what goes up comes down. And it either comes down in a fireball or it comes down as chunks. And Andy sent me a correspondence, Andy Gibbs, USA Prepares instructor, you did as well, and others who are students at USA Prepares sent me emails about a meteor that hit a house and set it on fire. Well, same thing could happen with satellites and rocket carcasses and other space debris.
Well, then we don't know that that wasn't a piece of space debris. So just for class, the report was a family was at their house when supposed meteor came crashing through. No one was hurt, but their house was burnt down. The fire department got there very fast, but they couldn't save the house. But Vince, we don't know whether that was space debris or, you know, something from another planet or what. Because, I mean, I don't think, as best I can see, that they retrieved whatever it was that hit the house. It probably just burnt up along with everything else in the house. So that very well may have been a piece of a satellite that burnt down this poor family's farmhouse in California.
Yeah, and the more launches that we put up, the more stuff is going to either burn up in the atmosphere on the way down or come down as debris. And it could set forests on fire, depending on where the debris lands. And three-quarters of the Earth is ocean, so that kind of put it out if it's you know, red hot. But it could set fields and farms and houses and neighborhoods and cities on fire. Depending on where, it could take out a refinery.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's totally random. And, you know, we're not doing enough, but the Chinese are doing absolutely nothing. And we need to, I don't know if that means we need some type of a world council to govern what's going on. I think any one country, they're only going to look out for themselves, right? So, yes, Vince, I'm looking at the picture right now of the house, and there's kind of a burnt-out skeleton, and maybe one corner of the house still left standing, and basically you can see right through it. It's just, you know, the 2x4s and the beams all scarred, so it looks like this house was a total loss. The farmer's name was Dustin Proceda, and he had just settled in to watch TV after feeding his cows, and something crashed into his house. They ran out, and by the time the fire department came, it was too far burning to, they got the flames out, but the house was destroyed. So it would be interesting to see. The neighbors saw it hit the house. They said it looked like a flaming basketball. So do we really know what that is? I think it very well may have been a piece of space debris, you know, and probably won't be the last time that happens, Vince.
No question about it. And I was on stage when I was running for the board of directors for Laclede Electric Cooperative, and I was chastised by my opponent who was running for re-election. And he explained that Mr. Finelli should exhibit some signs of civility, because Mr. Finelli posted on his website that if space debris lands on his farm, there is a $1 million fine that Mr. Finelli is imposing for any space debris that lands on his farm. How about that? So,
but yeah, the hard part is tracing where it came from. I mean,
right?
Who's
well, I mean,
up to it?
So if the U.S. government said, "Hey, Finelli, y'all got our satellite, and it's a secret spy satellite, and we want it back," I'd say, "Well, okay, but it's $1 million. It's been posted. It's in the public. It's in the public domain. So y'all should have known that. So since y'all dropped your meteor and it landed on my farm and did damage, it's going to cost you $1 million to get it back." So this, you know, this meteorite that the media is saying allegedly happened, that was in Nevada, was it?
Northern California, Vince.
Well, okay. It's another one. I mean, this is not the first one. There are a bunch of them. Yeah, okay. Okay, what's next?
Then we put out the alarm on Friday that they're building these monstrous 5G ugly towers in all over New York City, and we put out an alarm, and Vince, they're still building them. I guess our alert on Friday apparently had the effect of zero on stopping the cell phone companies from building these out in New York City.
Yeah, around here, people don't want 5G because they say, 5G, man, that'll make me buy a new phone. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next?
Well, I just wanted to complete the thought on these 5G microstations that are going up. So, you know, a lot of people have asked, is 5G more harmful than other cellular frequencies and other standards that have got, you know, those refers to a generation? And the answer is, well, yes and no. So there's nothing I know of inherently in 5G, the new frequency bands, that make it any more harmful to human life or other forms of life. The problem arises in the fact that the nature of how they're building out the cells is to use many, many more, infinitely more repeaters and micro base stations, such that you're bathed in more signal, because they're going to put 5G microtransmitters at the entrance to every building, inside buildings, potentially inside homes. And what happens is the aggregate power, so the total amount of radiation that you're receiving in your body, goes up. And that's really, in my mind, the problem. Now, you know, many times people say, well, does that mean if I use my cell phone, it's going to give me cancer? Well, what it amounts to is your chances are increased. So if you hold your phone up to your head, you've increased your chances. If you're living or working in a building that has a 5G microtransmitter directly overhead, you're increasing. Does it mean you're going to get it? No. What it means is your chances, your probability is increased, because we know there's a direct correlation between radiation and cancer. I mean, it's just there. I mean, even the sun, as good as the sun is for nourishment and vitamin D, we know that if you have too much of the sun, the radiation will cause skin cancer. So, you know, a lot of testing still needs to be done, but to say that it's inconclusive is not really being honest. The truth is that we do have a number of studies that have come out that have directly linked excessive radiation to increased probability of getting cancer. So again, that's the real problem with 5G. It's just the proliferation of these devices everywhere, such that the overall amount of energy your body's absorbing is vastly increased over what it was in earlier cell phone generations. So what can we do to stop it? Well, don't put as many of these microtransmitters in your buildings, or certainly don't put one in your home. And if you use your cell phone, I tell this to people all the time, use Bluetooth, because even a Bluetooth earbud is about 1/1000th of the power compared to holding your cell phone up to your head. So a cell phone, 600 milliwatts. Headphone is maybe, a little ear plug maybe is 1 milliwatt. So that could be 600 times more radiation going into your brain. So just throwing that out there for classmates to understand the risks involved with some of the technologies that are coming out fairly fast.
You mentioned, radiation and cancer. Well, you all know, class, that doctors will say, well, we can't give you more x-rays because you'll get cancer. I mean, doctors will tell you that x-rays are beneficial diagnostic tools, but too many of them can give you cancer. I mean, you all know that, okay? So that's one thing. Next thing, Bert, Dr. Norm Shealy, MD, and PhD, has been saying for as long as I've known him that the sperm count has been decreasing with men. And there's a study that's been going on since the 70s, 1970s, and that we are down, humanity is down. If you say that 1970, the units of measure, we'll call it 100 units in 1970, well, right now we're down around about 50%. So there's a possibility that, actually below 50%, there's a possibility that we can wipe ourselves out. And so the question is, what are we doing to make this all happen, to reduce population through reduction in male sperm count? Well, it's believed, obviously, toxicity, pollution, and, of course, electromagnetic radiation. How could that not be included? The bees have disappeared. The birds have disappeared. There are species that have become extinct in the last 20 years. We're doing it to ourselves. We don't need more 5G.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, overseeing the elections in Arizona, has won the Arizona governor's race. Her opponent was Republican Carrie Lake, a former local TV news anchor that kept the race extremely tight throughout her campaign. Republicans are poised to take the leadership role in the House of Representatives and need only one more seat to take the majority. 13 House seats remain. As inflation continues to plague the American economy, Amazon is preparing layoffs that could total about 10,000 workers as the company continues broad cost cutting. Amazon's layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, are targeted for corporate employees and could affect Amazon's devices business, which includes Alexa products. Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders shocked the former undefeated Philadelphia Eagles 32-21. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, pop.
Why can't you got here?
Take my.
When you got
the DC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, Bert was. Bert, you know, it just occurred to me that some of the wealthiest people in the United States of America have become wealthy making products and services available that no one needs. I'm not exaggerating. For example, no one needs Twitter. No one needs an electric car. No one needs a robotic vacuum cleaner. No one needs Echo and Alexa. No one needs home delivery. We used to have stores. So we've traded brick and mortar and the joy of vacuuming our homes with durable, long-lasting vacuum cleaners for robotic vacuum cleaners. We have traded our landline for cell phones. Now, I can understand how a cell phone might be kind of a handy thing, but we used to live without them. We actually used to be able to go to work all the way there and all the way back and change the tire on our car if we had a flat without a cell phone. I mean, I've done that for decades.
Vince, did I hear you say the joy of vacuuming your home?
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah, you know, there are some joys. So, for example, fixing the roof does not have to be drudgery. It can be, you know, learning a new skill. Building a bookcase does not have to be drudgery. Sweeping the deck doesn't have to be drudgery. There are joys in being outside. And yeah, I did say the joy of vacuuming. As a matter of fact, when we were building our house, I decided that we should put in a whole house vacuum cleaner. And I designed it myself. My son and I installed it. And we built it out of parts that we got over time. It wasn't a kit. We designed it ourselves. There was a hardware store and lumber company that was going out of business. And they were selling things at 50% off. And they had this pile of leftover parts from a central vacuum cleaning system. It was most of what I needed, but not all of it. Didn't have the power head, you know, the brush attachment, you know, the electrified motorized brush that you sweep the floor with. Didn't have the hose. Didn't have the vacuum unit itself. It just had the inlets, the outlets, and some elbows and some Y's and some T's. Had that. Had some of the wall inlets. So I bought it all, and over time I constructed the central vacuuming system. And it's kind of neat how it works. It actually does not put dust in the house.
Well, I can see how building that would be fun. But to actually, the drudgery of pulling out the vacuum cleaner and vacuuming your carpet, that's a stretch for me to call that a joy.
Well, I even call washing a car a joy. Now, if I had it as a job, I might not think of it as a joy, you know, if I had to do it over and over and over, and that's all I had to look forward to 5 days a week, maybe five and a half, and I might not think of that as a joy. But actually, I enjoy the things that some people might not enjoy. I actually, Bert, believe it or not, I actually enjoy getting on my old 1974 Ford 3000 diesel tractor. It's an antique. It's got manual steering. The steering wheel is probably twice the size of a modern steering wheel because it has to be to get the leverage to turn those darn front wheels. But this thing is all manual. It doesn't have any suspension per se. I mean, it has springs on the seat. And I enjoy hooking that up to a 10-foot by 10-foot chain harrow and going around and round and round and round in a circle spreading manure.
Yeah, now, in fact, I think I saw that tractor. It has removable floorboard so you can lower your feet for extra boost when you're going up a hill or into some mud.
Yeah, that's the one. And that was an innovation that I decided that I needed to have because I've been stuck in the mud so many times. I actually have pictures of me being stuck in the mud. Our son has, you know, enjoyed watching me get stuck in the mud. It happens. But yeah, you're right. But, yeah, I think there's some things that some people enjoy painting their houses. You know, really. And that's something that we used to do every, 7 years. You know, back in the East Coast, people used to paint their houses. That's just something that happened. And it was fun.
Vince, how's your solar panel? This is something that for those that normally here at class on Fridays we discuss that, you know, there is radiation from the sun that's been increasing because we're in the upswing of an 11-year solar cycle. And Vince, we found a correlation between the meters and dials on your solar output and activity that happens from the sun. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration produces a daily update. Actually, it's every 3 hours they update the graph of what they call a planetary K index, which basically plots the radiation from the sun. And I'm not talking just sunlight. It's all radiation from the sun on a scale of 0 to 9. And we found, Vince, for the purpose of educating class, that amazingly, a lot of times when we see an increase because of a coronal mass ejection or solar storms on the sun, that your dials will increase on the output of your sun panel. So without telling you what I'm looking at right now from the NOAA website, can you tell class how's your solar radiation been looking the last day or two?
Okay, well, I can tell you I didn't look at it today, but I can tell you that yesterday afternoon I looked at it, and I was surprised. I was surprised because we were selling electricity to the grid. So, class, our solar system, for those who are new in class, we have an on-grid slash off-grid slash hybrid system. So at the push of a switch, I can set the solar system to just be independent of the grid. Or I can set the system to use the grid. Or I can set the system to produce electricity for our farm. And if we have any leftover from charging the batteries and instantaneous consumption, I can sell it to the grid. Yesterday, we were selling to the grid.
Okay.
That means we had excess capacity yesterday.
Okay. And that perhaps may have been because of good weather and no clouds. But Vince, I'm looking at it right now. This is, again, the scale is 0 to 9, and typically when there's a solar storm, it might go up to like a 5 or a 6. This is about the lowest I've ever seen it for the last 2 days in the year and a half that I've been monitoring this for USA Prepares. It is extremely low. In fact, the last three-hour increments are less than 1, in fact, less than a half. It's so low, it's barely registering. I would say it's about a 0.25 for the last three-hour increments. So this is the lowest I've ever seen, Vince. It may be the low before the storm, but extremely low on the planetary K index. And this is something that NOAA puts out. It's called the Electric Power Community Dashboard. You might ask, why is NOAA putting this graph out and this data, why do they provide it? Well, the reason is because we know absolutely that when there's excessive solar activity and solar storms and what's called coronal mass ejections, that when they hit the Earth, they do cause disruptions to the power grid. It can knock out your power company. At minimum, it can create surges and pulses and damage appliances in your home. But at the worst, it can literally knock your power grid off service for potentially days at a time. So that's why NOAA publishes this. They keep it up to date, and it is going to be more critical as we go into the next year or two because we're coming up to a solar maximum when these occurrences happen more often, and we have more electrical grid, more electrical appliances, more things that depend on getting charged and supplied from electricity than ever before. So when something like this happens, it's more critical than ever. In 1859, when the biggest one ever recorded occurred, we had no electricity, and all we had was telegraph, and telegraph operators were literally electrocuted out of their chairs. In 1920s, we had one that burnt down several telephone company central offices. And now that we have a prolific power grid virtually all around the world, it's something that we monitor because it's important, Vince. And so just letting you know, this is the lowest I have ever seen it since we began monitoring the Electric Power Community Dashboard.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. During the next break, I will go and check the meter, and I will let you know what it says. But I'll tell you before I go even look. We have a couple meters that I can go see it, but I have to leave the studio to do it. So typically, class, our solar array, we have three charge controllers, three different solar panels, arrays of solar panels that are combined to charge the batteries and go to an inverter and produce electricity either for our consumption instantaneously or to sell it to the grid. I can tell you under normal circumstances, throughout the day, we generate between 2 kilowatts per hour to 5 kilowatts per hour. So I can look at the meter, sometimes a little over 5, sometimes it peaks over 6. But typically, the range is around 3.5 kilowatts. What I can do is I'll go tell you what it is. And I have a feeling I know what the number is. I have a feeling it's going to be less than 1 kilowatt. That's just my gut feeling. But I'll give you the numbers when we come back from this break. We've got Kyle in Montana. Kyle, welcome. You're on with Bert.
Good morning, guys. Bert, I had a question for you. Just occurred to me. You'd probably be a guy that knows. The collapse of this cryptocurrency FTX and the other one there, do you expect that to impact the world financial markets very much?
So the answer is no, I don't, but nobody knows for sure. And just to be clear for class, FTX is an exchange, so it wasn't an actual currency per se. It was an exchange where you could put your Bitcoin or your different cryptocurrencies. You could keep them there. You could sell them there. You could trade them there. I guess we could think of it as a bank for cryptocurrencies, but the problem was it was under absolutely no regulation whatsoever, not under any government regulation, not even under their own regulation, because we now know it was run by 10 kids at the penthouse of a hotel in the Bahamas. So to answer your question, I don't think it's going to have any deep connection to, I mean, we do have financial turmoil this year for other reasons with the Federal Reserve and everything that's going on in the economy. But because it's decoupled from the banking system, you know, largely the banks have not gotten into cryptocurrency, thank God. So we don't expect it to have a big effect.
Okay, I have one other question, if it's okay, Vince, if you don't mind.
Sure, sure. Just hold. We're going to a break.
Okay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, I've got an answer for you. 246 watts, less than a kilowatt, and it takes 384 kilowatt. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. 246 watts, a quarter of a kilowatt, and it takes 384 watts to broadcast. So we don't even have enough electric generation to run this broadcast at this moment. But the battery bank takes care of that.
Yeah, so that's the answer. So you do see a decrease. That's interesting.
Decrease. It's like almost just more than the electricity to run the equipment to run the solar system. I mean, there's some overhead in running the solar system, the inverter, etc. So to cover the losses for that, it's just barely enough to do that.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
So close to zero. Close to zero.
Yeah, and it's not totally scientific because the NOAA website is measuring all the radiation from the sun, and presumably your solar cells are sensitive to certain wavelengths more than others, I'm guessing, and also you have cloud cover and things like that. But, Vince, it's fascinating, though, that generally we see a correlation between what you see and, you know, I just told you here's what it is before you said anything, and then you went and looked. So it's amazing, but this is the lowest I've ever seen it in the year and a half that we've been monitoring the electric power dashboard from NOAA for USA Prepares.
So really, to cut to the chase, what you're saying is that what I have reported our meters saying and what you have looked at NOAA saying are pretty much in concert, if not 100% in concert.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
Okay, Kyle's with us. Kyle, you wanted to ask something else?
Yeah, real quick. On your solar thing, Vince, I agree. I am trying my best to try to figure out some way of creating a magnetic motor, perpetual, permanent magnetic motor, because solar is not as reliable as we're going to need if everything goes down. I'm trying to figure that out, and I constantly am looking for something else different. Bert, so you said that you didn't think this money that's in the FTX would affect anything in the world markets. My question to you is that because, say somebody bought Bitcoin at $100 and they had, you know, $50,000 worth at $100 and now they have $50 million worth, and I'm just throwing out numbers, because I've heard that billions of dollars just evaporated And is it because of such an excess? And it's basically just a bunch of numbers on a paper that, you know, really don't affect any currency that you're saying that?
Okay, so there's a lot there. So basically, Bitcoin's been crashing for a year already. So in terms of money being wiped out, when Bitcoin was at 60,000, it's now at 15,000. So that huge, the biggest amount of money has already actually been wiped out of cryptocurrency over the past 12 months or so. So that's already happened. So what's left isn't, it just isn't as much as we had a year ago. And it really peaked, you know, in my view, and I'm not the only one saying this, is we had way too much money in the economy. For 10 years, the Federal Reserve was pumping money into the economy. The Treasury was spending money. They were both acting in concert. And so when you have vast amount of money, I mean, this is economics 101, chasing a finite amount of goods, and with COVID, those goods went down because people weren't working and things weren't getting shipped. So all this money just flowed into crypto, and most of the value of crypto has already been destroyed. I mean, that's happened over the past 12 months. Now, what's going on with FTX? It's terrible, and a lot of people are going to lose money. A lot of people have already lost money. And what I'm wondering, for class and everyone else, if politicians receive the donation, should they return it? And if they return it, I don't think they should give it back to FTX. I think they should put it in a fund for people, you know, a fund for people who have lost their shirts, unfortunately, from having their deposits in FTX. So that's my view.
Interesting. Oh, I was going to say one other thing, Vince. This is, I found interesting, and I heard this on Farce News, that they said inflation, you know, is only 8%. And then right at the end of the broadcast, that wasn't on GCN, but right at the end, this is on a regular radio station, it says, well, except for food and energy. They just kind of threw that little caveat in there. I couldn't believe it, you know. That's why I just started calling them Farce News, because the reality is this is every last bit of this, folks, is propaganda. So hang on to your seats.
Well, food and energy diesel, have been the worst for inflation.
Yeah, diesel is $5.19 in Springfield, between $5.19 and, you know, $5.15. So about $5.20 a gallon. These are record numbers for this area. And I don't think it's going to get any better. I still maintain that we're going down, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us, calling in. Kyle, USA Preparedness Instructor, and Bert, thank you so much for spending your Tuesday with us. I'll see you on Friday. Class, Gwyneth tomorrow, then Kathy on Thursday, and then Greg and Bert on Friday.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.